Some heavyweight fallout for the Solomon Islands today over its decision to switch diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. The United States says it is deeply disappointed. The US ambassador to the Solomons says Taiwan has been a good partner to the Pacific nation, expressing concern that China could, quote, disturb the peace in the region. But the fallout goes beyond words. There's also been a top-level diplomatic snub. Our correspondent Natalie Whiting explains.
After 36 years, the Solomon Islands has cut ties with Taiwan and will instead recognise China. It's the sixth country to make the switch since 2016, and it leaves Taiwan with just 16 diplomatic allies. The US ambassador to the Solomon Islands, PNG and Vanuatu, Catherine Ebert Gray, has told the ABC the United States is disappointed.
The United States respects the prerogative of every country to determine its diplomatic ties and relationships. But we are deeply disappointed that the Solomon Islands has made this decision.
Why is the U.S. disappointed by this decision?
We felt that Taiwan had been a good partner with the Solomon Islands, and we respect the democratic principles that Taiwan represents. Also, we're strong proponents of having the stability that's needed there in the cross-strait status quo.
The ambassador says a disturbance of the peace could involve limiting freedom of navigation or stepping up control over maritime activities. China views Taiwan as part of its territory and seeks full reunification. It's welcomed the Solomon Islands and says relations between China and Pacific Island countries maintain a momentum for rapid development. It was initially expected that the Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare, would meet with the US Vice President, Mike Pence, on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly this month before a decision was made.
We don't want to see any country make a hasty decision, and we were planning on having this meeting. So we were hopeful that there could be more discussion in New York, and so we're disappointed that this was rushed the way it was.
Now it seems they won't meet at all. There are reports today that Vice President Pence has declined to meet with Mr. Sogavare to discuss development partnerships because of the switch.
I am hearing that the Vice President has had challenges with fitting this into his schedule.
So is it scheduling or is it because of making this switch?
It might be a little of both.
The Solomon Islands Prime Minister may not even attend the UN General Assembly. In the wake of the diplomatic change, Republican Senator Marco Rubio tweeted that he was beginning to explore ways to cut off ties with the Solomon Islands, including restricting access to US dollars and banking.
Well, it reflects really the disappointment that the United States feels right now. However, you know, these decisions are made by a body, a congressional body, and by our own administration. So while we certainly respect his opinion on that, there'll be bigger decisions made down the road.
The US is stepping up its own involvement in the Solomon Islands after years of distance. The ambassador says announcements will be coming in the next weeks and months, and she confirmed the US is still looking at establishing an embassy in the country instead of covering it from neighbouring PNG.
I think that times have changed and China has become much more influential in the world since the United States recognized China along with everyone else. And of course, our job really is to make sure China remains a good partner. So, and also the countries are prepared to be able to manage what China brings into the country. And of course, the United States is a far larger country and able to manage that relationship better than perhaps the Solomon Islands.
Despite the changing times, the US isn't planning to change its own diplomatic position.
Natalie Whiting reporting.